You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Just about 15 minutes away from Dave Burkett of the Detroit Free Press talking NFL draft and the Detroit Lions, and also are about 40 minutes away from Jim Comperoni from Spartan Mag talking about the hiring of Dane Fife. And then we'll also talk some spring football, a game coming up, so we'll talk how spring practices are going for Michigan State. But we're talking baseball right now, and we're going to move over to the junk bin and an article that came out on ESPN.com earlier this week on April 21st about new statistics that came out that said less than 9% of players in Major League Baseball are African American. And I looked at this percentage and I thought to my, I was trying to figure out, you know, why? Why are the percentages so poor in baseball nowadays for black players? And I have just come up with this idea, and I think that this is what it is that when you talk about sports, when you talk about players that play in the inner cities, when you talk about players that are looking for that big payday, baseball is the least possible to get that big payday. NBA, you get drafted right away, you're making millions of dollars. NFL, you play college football, you go to the pros, minimum you're making $460,000, minimum, if you can make an NFL roster. But you look at baseball, and baseball, let's say you're good enough to go to the minor leagues. Let's say you're good enough to get drafted. Well, now you're on a team bus going around the country. You're getting paid, what, $60,000? Somewhere in there, if that. Maybe. If that. And then maybe when you turn 26, 27, you get your shot in the majors, and maybe you get some sort of rookie contract or something along those lines that pushes you up to league minimum. And so from a money standpoint, and this goes for both black and white people that are in inner cities, Asians, I mean, Spanish, any ethnicity that is in the inner cities, you want to play the sport that's going to payday quicker. And baseball pays slower and makes you work harder than any other sport. And also, if you're talking inner city, what youth sports are played in the inner city? Basketball. That's what's played.
Not just that, but think about it when you see a kid who's around 10 years old, looks like a great athlete, what do you say? You see him, you say, oh, he'd be a great football player. He'd be a great basketball player. You don't see him and say, he looks like he could be a shortstop. He looks like he could play center.
And I think role models have something to do with that as well. You know, as African-American players have dwindled in baseball, that means that there's less role models to have. And also on top of it, the players that do play in Major League Baseball are guys like Juan Pierre, guys like Barry Bonds, not a great role model, things of that nature. And so that plays into it as well.
And I think it was last year, maybe the year before, Torrey Hunter got in a little bit of heat for what he said, because he made the comment somewhere along the lines of, you can go down to the Dominican and sign guys for a bag of potato chips.
Yes.
And, I mean, it wasn't by any means PC what he said, but he's not that far off, because you can get a prospect for pretty cheap. And from down there, that is their sport to get out. Baseball is the sport to get out from there.
And not to mention, let's say you are a two or three sport athlete in high school or anything like that. Usually baseball is the lowest priority of those three sport athletes. You play football and basketball, you get recruited for both, and baseball is just kind of a lower priority. And so I think that might play into it as well.
Yeah, baseball really doesn't translate to other sports, because, okay, I went to high school with Jake Long. Grew up with him my whole life. He was our first baseman, cleanup hitter, left-handed, 6'7", 300. He broke our school record for home runs, and he was an absolute beast. Could have been the first baseman for Michigan, and he knew it. He just didn't try out. His senior year, he was obviously all-state in football. He was all-state in basketball. He was all-state DH in baseball. In baseball, he didn't care about. He didn't put in any extra time for baseball. He was strong from football. He was a great fielder, good athlete from the other sports, but it's not like he spent his time in the offseason taking BP.
Yeah.
He was just that gifted.
Well, and also, too, once you get to the point where you realize you're going to play one sport in college, a lot of times players will sort of get rid of the sports that they know they're not going to play. And so I have a feeling a lot of times these players just cut out baseball and focus on the sports they want to play.
And that's what I mean, because it doesn't translate. Yep. I know other guys that I played with, they would also run track during baseball season to get in workouts and things like that, because I mean, baseball is not a strenuous activity.
And let's not forget about the sport of soccer. And I'm not saying this just to push it, but okay, let's face it. Look at it this way. Our generation does have a lot of soccer players. Our generation does play a lot of soccer. And here's the situation. We talk about easy money. You could go play professionally in Norway and make millions and millions of dollars. Norway is probably the 17th best league in Europe, and you could go over there and play for $1.3 million a year, because European soccer leagues pay that much money. And so as kids get older and as they come up through youth systems in soccer, because everybody plays soccer when they're getting older. So as these players are playing soccer and starting to realize, wow, I can make a lot of money and I don't have to go to college. I don't have to do any of this stuff. I can go sign up with their academies and go get paid lots of money. That is enticing as well and will push you away from baseball. So there's a lot of sports that are playing into this that makes baseball the odd man out.
And let's not forget, when you are growing up, I mean, I was lucky enough to be in a neighborhood when I grew up, so I could get four guys to have a little bit of a baseball game. You can play basketball by yourself.
Yes. Yes, you can. You can go shoot hoops. You can do whatever you want, but you can't play baseball by yourself. And like I said, in these inner cities, a lot of times they don't have youth baseball leagues. They don't have this type of stuff. And when you don't have a youth baseball league to grow players, then yes, the numbers are going to dwindle. So I don't think it's a racial issue as far as baseball doesn't want black players. I think it's just inner city kids of all races are choosing to go to other sports that are going to pay them quicker than baseball is going to. Coming up next, Dave Burkett, Detroit Free Press, will talk more about the NFL draft. Who are the Detroit Lions taking with that 13th overall pick? It's next Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.